stop it. Mohammed is dead. A shot fall.
No, no. He's alive. Fighting.
وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ.
He was only a messenger. If he was to die, would you turn back on your heels? Here Allama Tabatabai, he says turning back on your heels is tantamount to returning to non-Islamic law.
This morning the Supreme Court recognized that the Constitution guarantees marriage equality.
What I'm going to recite now is not a verse of the Holy Quran, but you can extract this from what we've said so far. وَمَا مَهْدِيٌ إِلَّا إِمَامٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الْأَئِمَّةِ أَفَإِنْ غَابَ إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Would you return to non-Islamic rule?
I am proud to be gay. I am proud to be a Republican. But most of all, I am proud to be an American.
Until he comes, you want an Islamic enforcement to happen? What about now? And you live comfortably in those countries, abiding and submitting to those, the rule of land there? أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Islam, its salat is okay, hajj is okay, but no, it's socio-political, let's wait for the 12th of March. If you do that, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا. It's giving you the end game here. You do that, your fate will be that of disgrace. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم. You'll be one of them. This is the formula. You're a Muslim by name, but you'll be resurrected as a Jew. You'll be resurrected as a Christian. We're not allowed to live in a non-Muslim country comfortably. I'm not saying don't live there, but we're not allowed to live there comfortably. That is the whole point. You can't submit to non-Islamic rule. It has spiritual side effects. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He won't guide the wrongdoing people. Here the wrongdoing people are those who submit comfortably to non-Islamic rule. You won't be guided. People from many generations before us, they went there for monetary reasons, economic reasons, to have a dunya, a life of dunya. Where is Islam? And then their children, after that their offspring. We see the side effects. It's very open. We shouldn't kid ourselves. We shouldn't fool ourselves with just a Zohir Islam that we're maintaining in the centers there. We're fooling ourselves. When it comes to the crunch, no one is defending Islam. Where is Islam? We shouldn't fool ourselves.